Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about a critical component of stage 9, and that is connecting to the one consciousness. If you are not ready for this, I want you to put on a different episode because you've got to be ready for this. We're going to be walking through a thought exercise, but it's what is going to take you from stage 9 in towards stage 10. Before we get started today, connecting you to the one consciousness, I want to give a shout out to new listeners in Temeryuk, Russia. Спасибо за эту связь. Thank you for this connection. I'm so excited to have you aboard. If you have thoughts, questions, or ideas, you can use the link in the show notes to head over to the community page. There's a little form there where you can send them in. That comes directly to me, and you will hear back directly from me. And I love it. So don't be shy. Let me know how these stages are going for you. So back to stage 9. Connecting to the one consciousness. So in stage 9, we've been doing a lot of preparation. You've been working on intellectual skills for your purpose. And in stage 9 is characterized by you feeling like you are a consciousness trapped inside this body. And you can often feel the difference between your body and your consciousness. And as you practice connecting to each moment, connecting within that moment to your intuition, and starting to feel the sameness in all things, I want you to reach out within that connection. And feel what it is like to be the other people around you. So a coffee shop is a great place to do this kind of thing. There's people around, but you're not necessarily interacting with them. So let me go over that again. We've spoken before about connecting to each moment. Being present in the moment is step one. Connecting to the moment is a little bit more than that. That's dropping down into your intuition and connecting to the people in this place. And I want you to reach out with your energies. Feel what would it be like to reach out towards these other people in this moment and feel what it would be like to be these other people. I want you to put yourself energetically in their place. What does it feel like to be them in this moment? And it's a subtle feeling. It's not intense. It may not be intense. But if you focus and you practice, you can feel within your gut what it feels like to be them. And I really do mean that word, what it feels like to be them. Does it feel confident? Does it feel insecure, joyful, playful maybe, angry, depressed, self-assured? What does it feel like to be them? And then I want you to have an open mind here because this exercise has an important point. I want you to look at the things in the room. And I want you to feel what it's like to be that table. No, really. Feel what it's like to be that chair or that plant in the corner. Reach out with your energy. Put yourself energetically in the place of that object. And say, what does it feel like to be that thing? Does it feel stable, heavy, low, or tall, or fragile? Cold or warm or metallic? Can you feel the qualities of the wood or the plastic or the leaves without touching it? I want you to spend a little time looking around the room and feel what it's like to be other people, things, places, maybe even the room itself. Now, if you've completed the previous tasks, you'll be surprised to find that you can actually feel this. You can feel what it's like to be anyone or anything. Now, previously, you could imagine what it was like to be them. Or you can, at least you could imagine what you would feel like if that were you. But this is different from imagining what you would feel like if you were them. You can actually put your energy in their place and feel their truth in this moment. So sit in that for a minute and feel the difference between imagining what you would feel like if you were them, which is an intellectual exercise of the mind, versus actually feeling what they feel, which is an energetic exercise. And now that you've done this, it's time to question. How can you do that? How is it that you can place your consciousness into theirs? How is it that you can step into their consciousness with yours? How is that? There's only one way that that can happen. And that is that it is the same consciousness. Yours, theirs, the objects in the room itself. You're not a separate consciousness making space in them, saying, hey, move over your consciousness, I'm coming in to take a look around. It's just one consciousness. And you're just moving your awareness around inside of that. Think about the oceans and the rivers of the world. They're all connected. Rivers flow into oceans, which flow into other oceans and connect to other rivers. It's all one big body of water, really. But the Mississippi River, although it flows into the Gulf of Mexico, which flows into the Caribbean, the Mississippi River looks and acts very different from the Caribbean. Why? Just one big body of water. Why do they act so different in different places? Well, that's because of local environments. Local environments significantly influence the nature of these rivers and these oceans. The colors of them, the content of them, the fish in them. local environments influence how they look and how fast they flow and what lives there and how they're used. And it's the same with people. We're all one big consciousness. But our local environments, as a child and today, influence how we look, how we act, what we do in this world. We are extensions of the same single consciousness. Each influenced by our local environments, we are one all the same. Contemplate this. As you're deeply connected to this moment, ask your intuition if this is true. Ask your intuition if it's true that you are the same consciousness, that it's just one consciousness, you are just an extension of it, a part of it. One tributary off of the river. Ask your intuition if you're ready to allow this. This is a really big step. So take your time. Sit with it. Think about it. Ask the questions. And when you're ready, allow this in your awareness. People often ask if this means a loss of self. Is my individuality gone if I allow this? No. No more than the individuality of the Mississippi River is gone just because it realizes it's connected to the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. Recognizing the connection only enlarges the meaning of the river. It only enlarges. If you were the Mississippi River and you realized you were connected to oceans, that you were the same water and the same body as these oceans, you would say, wow. You would really think quite a lot of yourself. That's what we're doing here. We're starting to recognize the truly expansive nature of who and what we are. You lose no individuality in this, but you gain immensely. Just how much we'll get to in some later episodes. So this is quite enough for today. Your homework is to go think about this and sit with it and journal about it and see what comes. Send me your thoughts and ideas as you traverse these stages, especially these critical steps like this. I want to know how it's going for you, so let me know. Thanks for joining me today. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.